The milk money of Chase Briscoe last lap. Briscoe's trying to get his nickel back right now. Allmendinger hangs on to the spot. Chase Briscoe slips here in turn number 18. That'll give up a car length. Now standing on the brakes in the 19th corner of the circuit. Allmendinger, Briscoe, and Shane Van Gisbergen just simply watching this battle.
Also a little farther back, Keselowski, Priest, Buescher, Ty Gibbs, they've taken off the gloves and been going after each other. Here are the leaders across the stripe. 32 laps to go in this race. Again, Christopher Bell trying to close in on Kyle Busch.
And behind them, it is William Byron who's making up a bit of ground on both of them, but the fight continues for that fourth position, having lost today A.J. Allmendinger. Chase Briscoe is not going away quietly.
No, he's not. He comes down the hill of turn two as the leader, Kyle Busch, enters turn six. Chase Briscoe starting to lose sight just a bit of Allmendinger, and right behind Briscoe, the guy with the big target on his back today, Shane Van Gisbergen. Let's pick him up. Van Gisbergen in that seventh spot. Angles are like diamonds the corner to get into turn six, but Briscoe cuts him off. Van Gisbergen is going to try it again at 6B.
Yeah, Van Gisbergen looks very strong, going to get side by side, shows him the nose just momentarily, talking about Briscoe. This battle for fourth, fifth, and sixth. Now through turn number 12, AJ with a half a car length down in front of Briscoe. Briscoe under attack by SVG. SVG goes to the outside. Now swing back, go right back to the bumper, and he gets another opportunity down here in turn number 15. Once again, SVG gives that Briscoe car a shove, gets his quarter panel up to the door. They're side by side at the Echo Park Bridge.
And they're going to have to negotiate turn number 16 now. Still wheel to wheel for that spot. However, Chase Briscoe will take it away. Van Gisbergen with a crossover to driver's right. Side by side, they just flip-flop positions. Into turn number 19, advantage goes to Briscoe. Again, Van Gisbergen thinks about a crossover. He'll show them the nose of his Camaro in turn 20.
It'll be 31 laps to go this time by here in the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix, and that battle comes off at turn number 20. Shane Van Gisbergen able to take it away, and it looks like Chase Briscoe is going to lose another spot to a Toyota teammate as we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Getting into the closing stages here at COTA, still 31 laps to go in the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix, and a great battle, Shane Van Gisbergen back there battling, and finally is able to wrestle that spot away from Chase Briscoe.
We have a battle for the lead in front of Pat Patterson.
Christopher Bell almost had that back in the short shoot. He's really working hard on Kyle Busch. Something went off, an alarm in Chris Bell's car that said, I need to go lead this race. Down to 15 they go. Bell once again now by about a half a car length back. He is after that number 8 car of Kyle Busch as they head to the bridge.
They make their way into turn number 16. Christopher Bell will yield a couple of car lengths to the race leader, Kyle Busch. Now some cloud cover comes over the circuit. Kyle Busch manages to keep that gap consistent to now up to 3 car lengths. As Kyle Busch, Christopher Bell go 1-2. William Byron beginning to close in just a bit in the number 3 spot.
As the leaders come out of turn number 20 and hit the front straightaway, we have 30 laps to go here at Circuit of the Americas.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive. As you might imagine, I know a thing or two about cars, and I'm here to tell you about a whole new way to buy a car, truck, or SUV. Did you know that Echo Park Automotive has over 95,000 five-star reviews? On top of that, every car that Echo Park Automotive sells goes through a 190-point inspection to make sure that it looks and drives like new, so you leave happy. It's even in their name, Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
Denny Hamlin is going to hold on to win the Worth 400 here at Dover Motor Speedway, his third win in 2024.
This is Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 for Joe Gibbs Racing. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
Track limits penalty for Todd Gilliland. He'll have to make a stop and go. Kyle Busch continues to lead Christopher Bell with 30 laps to go here in the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix from Austin, Texas. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts, so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKL Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKL Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
We're in the third and final stage of the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix here at Circuit of the Americas. And when I look, Brad, at the top five, Allmendinger and Van Gisbergen in fourth and fifth. Road racing aces, no surprise. William Byron third. He won the race last year. Bell, he was the runner-up last year. And if anybody's surprised about Kyle Busch being there, let's not forget when he came here with Richard Childress the first time in 2023, he was the runner-up, was also top 10 a year ago. So we shouldn't be really shocked by our top five right now.
Kyle Busch is a good racer on any track, and there is no question about that. And Kyle Busch has led the most laps at 25 of the 66 we have run so far. 29 laps to go. Alex Hayden, let's throw it out to you because we're hearing we might be closer and closer to green flag pit stops.
Yeah, it's getting to that point where these fuel tanks are starting to run dry and these race cars are getting thirsty. They're going to need some new Goodyear tires as well. Kyle Busch now makes his way down the short straightaway. He'll stay on the track. As a matter of fact, Bell and Byron will do the same. Nobody, at least in the top five or ten, have made their way to the pit lane.
It's going to be super critical when you make this pit stop. We saw a year ago Christopher Bell pitted late. Those fresh tires made a huge difference, but he ran out of time, didn't quite get back to the number one spot, get back to William Byron. So at this point, if Kyle Busch pits first, everybody's coming, right?
I would think so. And remember, last year, Christopher Bell, Adam Stevens had him on a two-stop strategy, everyone else on a three-stop strategy. That dictated when they had to pit. It also dictated the fact that they needed 13 seconds to dump Sunoco fuel into his car.
So the choice comes right now for Randall Burnett, the crew chief for Kyle Busch. Do you try to pit him first ahead of everybody, or do you react once maybe a Christopher Bell or Byron or Allmendinger comes in? Let's go to Brett McMillan.
Bubba Wallace is coming to the top of this pit stall. The balance was the best it's been during this last run. They're going to give him a four-tire change. No adjustments. Stop the car. Peel out. 9.4 seconds on the stop.
All right, so Bubba Wallace started this race on the outside pole, had an issue early with the track limits violation. That set him back a little bit. Then Charles Denike, his crew chief, kept him out to win stage number one, but that also set them back because it was only Bubba Wallace and one other car, Joey Logano, that stayed out in stage number one. That relegated them to the back of the field once it flip-flopped during the stage break.
Right now, Kyle Busch has pulled away from Christopher Bell. He's begun to gap him. The last lap, Allmendinger in the fourth spot ran the quickest lap.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have some more takers coming by. This time, Kyle Busch will stay out on the circuit, as will Christopher Bell. William Byron is going to be the first one to dive onto the pit road. We're also hearing more drivers in the top 10 are going to make their way down pit road, so we'll get those stops to you. This will be the final stop here at Circuit of the Americas as we go to Heather DeBow.
And William Byron telling his team right now that he needs just a little bit of rear lateral grip, and they were wondering how long they were going to stay out. They wanted to stay out as long as possible so that they could have fresher tires here towards the end. Wendy Venturini.
Ross Chastain's crew chief, Phil Surgeon, asked him if he was sliding in the rear. He said only at the start, and then it goes away. Four tires, Sunoco fuel for Ross Chastain. Heather DeBow.
Also in is Chase Briscoe. He was saying he needs forward drive and more rear grip. He said he's also too tight on the slow left-handers. Brett McMillan.
Tyler Reddick is in. He's been searching for grip during this entire day. He had a 10.4 second stop with a four-tire change. Also coming in, Carson Hosevar. He's been pretty happy with his car. He's getting a four-tire change as well, as he's getting no adjustments. His outside a little air pressure, and that's about it for him.
So the top two cars, Busch and Bell, have not pitted.
And I got to believe, Brad, they've got to react to this, and they've got to react to it immediately.
I would agree. I think this is going to force the hand of what Kyle Busch and Christopher Bell are doing out there on the circuit right now as they make their way through the stadium section under the Echo Park Automotive Bridge and in front of Alex Hayden.
Kyle Busch running qualifying-type laps right now, wants to put as much gap between himself and the rest of the field as possible with the impending pit stop. He's in turn number 19 now. Sun will hit his windshield. We'll find out if Kyle Busch will come to pit lane. The answer is yes. Here comes the race leader. He'll come in. Second place, Christopher Bell will stay on the track.
So Bell stays out. Busch is on the pit lane. Let's go to Heather DeBow.
And the team telling, or Randall Burnett telling the team, no mistakes right here, guys. Kyle Busch just telling his crew chief that it takes too long to fire off and get going. So they're going to try to give him a little bit more speed when he starts out here, but four Goodyear tires and Sunoco fuel for Kyle Busch.
Thank you very much. Christopher Bell now has made it up through turn number one. He's going down the hill right now. He'll head toward the S's and Doug Turnbull.
Exiting turn number two here, Christopher Bell is now your race leader with Kyle Busch having come to pit road in the last lap. He makes his way right over the rumble strips at turns four and five. The second place car is about 2 seconds behind, and that is A.J. Allmendinger. Third for now until pit stops happen is Shane Van Gisbergen, who's about 3 seconds behind A.J. Allmendinger.
Christopher Bell now exits onto the straightaway backstretch here as he heads towards turn number 12, a long way back to A.J. Allmendinger. Here's Bell now safely through turn number 12. The right-hander works his way out here to make another right-hand turn. Excuse me, left-hander in turn 12. Right-hander here in 13. Touches the base over in 14 real quick and will race down into the hard left-hand corner, which is turn number 15. A.J. Allmendinger is clearly in sight with Shane Van Gisbergen. Those cars now racing under the Echo Park Bridge.
It's Christopher Bell. His car skating all over the racetrack as his tires are going away. A.J. Allmendinger is doing the same, as is Shane Van Gisbergen. Here's the race leader, Christopher Bell, now under braking in turn number 19. That's the lefty. Let's see if Adam Stevens elects to bring his driver to pit lane this time. The answer to that question will be no. However, second place currently, A.J. Allmendinger, he will come to pit road.
Kyle Busch, we need to note, Brad, I'm sorry, is out. Kyle Busch got out ahead of William Byron, so that may play here late in the race.
That is a big, big thing right there. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
A.J. Allmendinger looking for his first win in the Cup Series here at Kona. Long trip down pit road. He's in the third to last pit stall. His crew was waving the sign, waiting for him to arrive at his pit stall. He's been happy with the car. Feels like the grip's pretty good. The balance has been pretty good. Tear off is gone. The right side tires are on. Slight air pressure adjustment for him this time. They're taking the left side tires off. They go on. Good stop for AJ's team. 10.2 seconds.
Christopher Bell is who turned 6A right now, about 3.5 seconds ahead of the Shane Van Gisbergen machine as Bell exits 6B.
Yeah, Bell will work his way back down here to turn number 12. The racetrack fairly quiet right now while all of these cars are on the other end of the racetrack. The leader is back over here in turn number 13. Lets the car veer out to his left. Now we'll work back to driver's right through turn number 13 over to 14. Shane Van Gisbergen, the only car that Bell can see in his mirror now as they work into turn number 15, back up through the gearbox. Christopher Bell brings that number 20 underneath the Echo Park Bridge.
Delicately working their way through turn number 16. Christopher Bell's lead over Shane Van Gisbergen, about 25 or 30 car lengths or so. Some more cloud cover and a passing cloud wanting to get a glimpse of this race as Christopher Bell now comes up off turn number 19. He'll keep his car on the racetrack for the moment. Now we'll stab the brakes. The race leader now coming to pit lane.
Christopher Bell coming to pit lane. That means that Shane Van Gisbergen will assume the lead as he still needs to pit. We'll go down to Heather DeBow.
And the pit crew up on the wall awaiting the arrival of the 20 car into his pit box. Christopher Bell telling his team that the rear tires are just going away, but no other complaints other than that. So they're going to do a four-tire change here and some Sunoco fuel for the 20 of Christopher Bell.
All right, thank you very much, Heather DeBow. Shane Van Gisbergen stays out on the circuit. We have 24 laps to go here in the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix.
Hi, this is PRN's Brett McMillan. You know, you don't spend your life just sitting around, so what you need is PRN's mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. If you download it today, you get station listening and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app. Download today. Available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
William Byron battling for the lead here in the Work 400. He drives off at turn number 4, and he's got the lead.
This is William Byron, driver of the number 24 for Hendrick Motorsports. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
24 laps to go in the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix from Circuit of the Americas. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
Listen for local news 4 times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Back here at Circuit of the Americas, where Ryan Blaney has just given up the second place position to hit pit road for the final time. He was way freer through the carousels than the last run. They made a slight air pressure adjustment, 4 tires, and Sunoco fuel. We're going to see how this all cycles out on these final 23 laps.
Here's the leaders, Shane Van Gisbergen, underneath the Echo Park Bridge.
As he makes his way into turn number 16, now second place is Kyle Busch. He does not have to stop again. Kyle Busch, multiple seconds behind, no cars between them. Shane Van Gisbergen now on the short straightaway between the final two corners. Is he coming to pit road now or not? The answer is no. Shane Van Gisbergen will stay out at least one more lap.
Kyle Busch between 1.1 and 1.2 seconds faster than SVG on the fresher tires. He flashes by our position here on the front stretch, and now we have 22 laps to go as SVG heads back to one.
You have to believe that he's hoping for a caution flag, because when he makes his pit stop, he's going to be a good distance behind if we do not see a yellow. All by himself, nobody, literally within a half mile of him either direction.
And that is Shane Van Gisbergen through turns 2 and 3 very smoothly. I was listening a moment ago to see if maybe he was lifted early, trying to save fuel or do something to shorten the pit stop. It didn't seem that way here in front of my station at turn 6 as SVG enters turn 6A right now. Only the next place car is entering turn 2. That's how far he is ahead, Pat.
He actually looks like he's flying right now, trying to maybe put as much distance as he possibly can between himself and Kyle Busch. It'll be amazing to me if he doesn't head to the pit road here pretty quick as he works through turn number 12, up to 13, makes that right-hand corner. SVG, very smart, very fast, over to turn number 14 now, and he'll head to 15. Just to give you an idea, Kyle Busch is just now entering turn number 12. SVG up through the gearbox, headed to through 15 and past the bridge.
Shane Van Gisbergen, after his pit stop, will have the freshest good years of anybody on the racetrack. Question will be, however, can he make that work, and can they get the job done on the pit lane to make him competitive track position-wise with Kyle Busch, who's now second? Here's Van Gisbergen through the rumble strips, and he's coming to pit lane. Shane Van Gisbergen.
And we'll see what Alex Hayden said. If that plays out to be true, he will have fresher tires. Maybe the strategy from crew chief Stephen Duran as we go to Brett McMillan.
Well, I think you guys just nailed it. He's coming to pit road at least a lap, maybe 2 laps earlier than they expected. He was clearly losing ground, but I think, Alex, you nailed it. I think they were believing that they put him out there with the freshest Goodyear tires, hoping that that goodie stays with him longer and better to get him a good, strong finish. They're right to the left side of the car. He's been complaining about lack of grip. Well, he's going to have good grip with this set of tires, and he's got a 10.4-second stop to go with it.
So as SVG comes off the pit lane, Kyle Busch is already working in turn number two as he assumes the lead again with William Byron 2.4 seconds behind.
Yes. We'll have to see what happens once they cycle back around, just how many spots Shane Van Gisbergen did lose on the racetrack. Right now, looking at him on the racetrack, it looks like he's at least behind Chase Briscoe, who is currently being shown up in the seventh position when you start to move the scoreboard right now. They've lost a lot of spots, but the big question is, you look at Briscoe right now, 13 seconds behind leader Kyle Busch. Can Shane Van Gisbergen make up 13 to 14 seconds mark with just 21 laps to go here in the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix?
A 17-second lead to a 13-second deficit. We'll have to see how this all plays out.
We will have to see for sure. Pat Patterson, the new race leader, is in front of you.
Yes, he is. Kyle Busch now just making his way through turn at number 15. William Byron, by the way, is, I believe, closing a little bit. Alex, I don't know what you can see, but it appears to me that 24 car is really going after the 8.
I agree, Pat, but I would suspect that Kyle Busch is just simply managing his Goodyear tires. With a healthy lead right now that Kyle Busch has, no need to wear the tires any more than you have to, knowing the fact that Shane Van Gisbergen, with plenty of time still in this race, has the precious tires.
Kyle Busch, definitely the master of being able to manage a lead. And Mark, Kyle sometimes is not going the fastest. He's just going as fast as he needs.
So right now, let's measure the gaps for you as Busch goes by. We've got 20 laps to go. 2.3 back to Byron. 5.3 back to Bell. Van Gisbergen, 7.2 seconds behind. A.J. Allmendinger is 10.8. Now make that 10.2. Reddick is 10.8 as he passes Chase Briscoe. So Busch in the driver's seat right now. He has led this race 5 times for 29 laps. Van Gisbergen has led it 5 times for 23.
And Shane Van Gisbergen did drop once they crossed the start-finish line to that 7th spot behind Chase Briscoe. Let's give you a full field rundown here with 20 laps to go in the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. Kyle Busch leads William Byron by 2.3 seconds. Christopher Bell running in third. Fourth is A.J. Allmendinger. Fifth is Tyler Reddick. Chase Briscoe is 6th. Shane Van Gisbergen, 7th. Ross Chastain is 8th. 9th is Justin Haley. And Alex Bowman back up to 10th.
11th is Ryan Blaney. Chris Buescher, 12th. 13th, Ryan Preece. Chase Elliott has worked his way up to 14th. 15th, Bubba Wallace. 16th is Brad Keselowski. Joey Logano, 17th. 18th, Noah Gregson. 19th, Riley Herbst. Carson Hocevar, 20th.
Austin Dillon, 21st. Denny Hamlin, 22nd. Ty Gibbs is 23rd. 24th is Michael McDowell. Austin Cindric, 25th. Todd Gilliland, 26th. Zane Smith, 27th. 28th is John Hunter Nemechek. Cody Ware, 29th. And Eric Jones in 30th.
31st is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Josh Berry, 32nd. 33rd is Cole Custer. 34th is Ty Dillon, the last car on the lead lap. Minus one in 35th is Kyle Larson after he lost a right front tire. Penalties to come on that team this week. Daniel Suarez is out. He'll get credit for 36th. Connor Zilich got taken out by Suarez. He'll finish last today in 37th.
That leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app. We have 19 laps to go here at Circuit of the Americas. Kyle Busch is your race leader in front of Doug Turnbull.
He is coming through turn 6A right now with a healthy lead over second place William Byron. We need to mention Christopher Bell, too, who lost ground in that pit sequence there, and Byron leapfrogged him there as Bell exits 6B.
Yeah, Bell hustling for all he's worth right now, trying to catch up to these two in front of him. The leader is through turn number 12. Kyle Busch works his car over to driver's left, under braking now, makes his way through turn at number 13. Bell, to me, appears like he is gaining some ground on the number 24 car of William Byron. Behind this, those two, a good battle going on through turn 13 with A.J. Allmendinger and Tyler Reddick. SVG now also making a pass over here. He gets around Chase Briscoe, and he'll start working his way up as well. Here's, once again, they're through the bridge over here in turn 13.
Shane Van Gisbergen with the precious tires. It took him a solid 2.5 to 3 laps before he passed his first race car. He's done that now, but he has got a monumental gap before he can get to the bumper of the next driver. That would be Tyler Reddick, who's now pestering A.J. Allmendinger back to turn number 20.
Van Gisbergen 5 seconds behind Reddick, 15 seconds behind the leader Kyle Busch. And remember, Kyle Busch is in the midst of a 59-race losing drought. His last victory, Gateway 2023. He's back up to one.
He enters turn number two. The fight now for position is in turn number one. That's where Tyler Reddick will move to the inside and bypass A.J. Allmendinger. Move him up a spot. That gives him the fourth spot. Moves Allmendinger back to fifth.
The battle is still feisty there for that fifth position as Tyler Reddick getting hounded by Los Gatos, California's A.J. Allmendinger. They come through the S's right now as the leader, Kyle Busch, exits turn 6B. Reddick starting to pull away from Allmendinger.
Kyle Busch has nobody in front of him whatsoever. Normally, traffic in any of these races becomes a factor. Doesn't appear that it's going to be a factor whatsoever. Kyle Busch working now, turn number 13. Christopher Bell getting ever so closer to that 24 car, which runs in that second place as we again see the battle between Reddick and A.J. Allmendinger. Here's the leader again, Kyle Busch, through turn number 15 as he heads under the bridge.
They tiptoe their way through this portion of the circuit.
Trouble at turn 6A. Two cars are crashing. Austin Dillon and Denny Hamlin made hard contact there. Austin Dillon dive bomb Dillon right in front of me here, and Dillon appears stuck in a gravel trap. This started back at the S's where Dillon was all over Hamlin. Hamlin paid it back here, and he is wounded and off the pace. Hamlin is leaving turn 6B as the caution's out now. Dillon's car still stuck.
That'll be caution number four here in the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix with 18 laps to go. This is going to be a wild ride the next time we head through the Echo Park Automotive restart zone.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
The speed, the thrill, the action. NASCAR takes over Las Vegas March 14th through 16th for the Pennzoil 400 race weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Get ready for non-stop action as NASCAR's biggest stars battle for victory. Whether you're in the stands or camping trackside, feel the adrenaline like never before. Tickets at lvms.com or call 800-644-4444. Are you ready to go all in? This is NASCAR. This is Vegas. This is the Pennzoil 400 March 14th through 16th.
From Circuit of the Americas, under caution as Austin Dillon's car is about to be pulled out of the gravel trap. We have 17 laps to go in the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix at Circuit of the Americas. We have 17 laps to go, and we will take you commercial-free to the checkered flag presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And, Mark, it looks like for Austin Dillon, it was actually actions detrimental from Denny Hamlin.
As Doug Turnbull described it, Denny definitely had a mission. For whatever reason, he had a mission right there, and it was to take out Austin Dillon.
All right, he came from way back, too, to do it. It wasn't as if they made light contact at six, and that sent him. Hamlin looked like he didn't hardly break in turn six there, and it not only cost Austin Dillon, but it also cost Hamlin, who has a flat right front tire. Wendy Venturini.
On my end of pit road, it's going to be Riley Herbst coming for tires. There was a question if some of those guys in fifth or sixth were going to pit. They did not. And also in under here to get some fresh Goodyear tires is Chase Briscoe. They opted to come in and see if that could help them make their way up through the field should they get another caution. Brett McMillan.
Four tire change for Bubba Wallace. 10 seconds flat for him. Also in, Carson Hosemar decides he can use the fresh rubber. He gets four fresh tires. That's also going to go fuel as well. Heather DeBow.
Also in is Denny Hamlin. They're going to work on that right side to pull out the fender on the right rear of that car. And they're also going to do a four tire change and no fuel for the 11.
Right now we're listening to some of the radio chatter, or we're seeing some of the transcript from the radio chatter. There's a lot of discussions out there. The language a little bit blue at this point. Drivers getting a little upset. So this may not be the final yellow flag we get of the day. It may be payback coming through this pack throughout the deal. And I'm watching Denny Hamlin. I mean, that's a T-bone special right there. Didn't even try. Didn't even try to slow up.
If this was the NFL, just to give you an idea, this would have been contact that would have sat a player out for multiple games. I mean, it was like he almost forgot or didn't forget that a corner was coming, but he just drove straight into Dillon.
It's like the guy who makes a tackle when the guy's already, you know, past that white part of the out of bounds, and he's just kind of walking his way out of bounds, and the guy puts a big hit on him. It was kind of like that. Denny Hamlin definitely meant to get that, unless, of course, there's, you know, major brake failure, but I have a hard time believing that that would be the case. And again, here's what this race has turned into now. Byron came on pit road ahead of everybody. Busch came in ahead of Bell. Bell came in front of Allmendinger. And Van Gisbergen came in behind all the rest of them and has about a 15-second deficit, has now disappeared. He gets a chance to pull up and challenge for the race. And his tire's a little bit fresher than everybody else. Allmendinger's a little bit fresher than everybody but SVG.
Okay, this is about to get even better. Karma for Denny Hamlin, and we have not seen him do this that often lately, a speeding penalty on pit road. Denny Hamlin's going to have to restart at the back with Austin Dillon. It's also worth noting, Kyle Larson, two laps down after a right front wheel fell off of his car. That was a two-lap penalty. It'll be a two-race suspension for a couple of crew members for the next 2 weeks for Phoenix and Las Vegas as well. But now Denny Hamlin and Austin Dillon are going to be restarting this race together. But really, the fight's going to be up front and in the back of the field.
And again, the radio chatter that we're hearing, there are a number of drivers talking about how stupid some of this stuff is and all that. So we know Denny Hamlin and Austin Dillon are not happy with each other right now, but no idea what's going on in the middle of that pack. There's some guys unhappy, but we don't know who they're unhappy with.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. So the field is coming by, being towed by the Toyota GR Super Pace car. We'll have 15 laps to go. We saw a couple of years ago that when the caution started, they continued because we have a dicey turn number one. But let's give you a full field rundown where we set now with 15 laps to go as the field is crossing the start-finish line here at Circuit of the Americas. Kyle Busch is lined up in front of last year's winner, William Byron. Christopher Bell is running third. Pole sitter and 2023 winner, Tyler Reddick, is fourth. A.J. Allmendinger is fifth. Sixth is Shane Van Gisbergen. Ross Chastain, a 2022 winner here, is seventh. Justin Haley in eighth. Ryan Blaney ninth. Noah Gregson runs in tenth.
Joey Logano 11th. 12th, Ty Gibbs. 13th is Austin Cindric. Todd Gilliland is 14th. 15th, Josh Berry. Alex Bowman 16th. 17th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Chase Briscoe 18th. 19th, Cody Ware. 20th, Chris Buescher.
Let's go down to pit road and Brett McMillan with some race strategy.
Yeah, here we're Stephen Doran, who's the crew chief for SVG. You guys stayed out a long time. You got that fresh rubber, and now with the caution, this could pay off big time, couldn't it?
Yeah, for sure. The caution worked out good for us. When we lost control of the race, that was kind of our play. Get fresher tires, hope for a caution, and hopefully we can work our way back by these guys.
Well, you got a guy who can do it. He's a pretty good wheel man here on the road courses, isn't he?
Oh, he's unbelievable. Fun to work with, fun to watch. Team's done a great job. Hope we can finish it off here.
Good luck rest of the way. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's Stephen Doran. He's a crew chief for SVG, and as you guys talked about, They stayed out, got the fresh rubber, and now the field's all condensed for them.
And, of course, they've had to race a little bit under green, so, again, a little bit of the goody has been taken off. We stopped the run down at 20th, 21st, Bubba Wallace, Ryan Preece, 22nd, 23rd is Chase Elliott, Carson Hocevar, 24th, 25th is Riley Herbst, Brad Keselowski, 26th, 27th, John Hunter Nemechek, Eric Jones, 28th, Zane Smith, 29th, 30th, Kyle Larson.
31st is Michael McDowell, Cole Custer, 32nd, Ty Dillon, 33rd, Denny Hamlin running in 34th right now. Austin Dillon is now minus two laps, and he will restart next to Denny Hamlin. He's 35th. Out of the race, a couple of Trackhouse teammates in the same accident. Daniel Suarez will finish 36th, and in his rookie debut, Connor Zillich, out of the race, he will finish 37th.
Wow, it's kind of setting up here for another wild finish at Circuit of the Americas. And look, we've had two great finishes to start the year. You know, robbed a little bit with the yellow flag last week at Atlanta. I'm not going to lie, I was disappointed by that. But it was still a great race, and we had a great Daytona 500. So, again, looks like we're going to go 3 for 3 for excitement here to start the year.
When we restart, it's actually going to be 13 laps to go. They actually had to clean the track because of all the gravel that Austin Dillon put on the track after he was pulled out of the gravel pit. No fault of Austin Dillon on that, but they had to clean the track. But, Rob Albright, I know you remember a couple of years ago when this race went almost caution-free up until it didn't, and then your section of the track turned out to be one of the most action spots here in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, I really cover less of the track than anybody in our broadcast team, but you know, it kind of makes up for it every time we have a restart. Every time a caution flag comes out, I just know it's time to gird up the loins and go after it once again for every one of these drivers and for these spotters. I'm on a scaffold here at the exit of turn number one with the spotters. Kind of looked around to see who might be moving or who might be talking to each other, maybe getting agreement up here. Not a whole lot being said between and among them. I think the reason is you don't go with anybody. You just go where there's a hole if you're the driver. If you're a spotter, you're just doing your best to try to let the guy know where not to go, and that would be a virtually impossible task.
So right now, RCR up front, then it's Hendrick, then it's Gibbs, then it's 2311, then it's Colic, then it's Trackhouse. Not a whole lot of teammate thing going on. Chastain behind SVG, of course, another Trackhouse driver. Justin Haley, that's Spire. Team Penske with Blaney in ninth. Gregson, front row. So not a whole lot of teammate thing going on in the top 10 right now, or the chance for anything like that to happen at this point.
Yeah, I think even earlier we saw, even if you are teammates, it might not matter. Doug Turnbull, I know that cleanup happened in front of you with Austin Dillon. What's the racing surface looking like?
It does look okay over here, although it was dusty because the drivers over the second half of this race have been putting their right side tires on the exit of turn six, and that's been kicking dirt on the track. Something else interesting, too, not in the location where the Dillon-Hamlin confrontation happened in turn six, but behind me back in between turns two and three, some of those looks like from a distance here, Elgin sweepers are working on the driver's right on the right side of the track, moving very slowly as the field paces by them. So it'll be a little while before we get back restarted. Fortunately, with the Dillon crash, he didn't hit the barriers, didn't knock a whole lot onto the surface. So over there, that's really more hurt feelings than hurt anything else.
All right, Pat Patterson, I know your section of the circuit is pretty intense, especially as it comes into the stadium course. What are you seeing?
Well, a little bit of everything down here on this end of the racetrack. One thing that has happened is this sun is starting to set into the west as always, and you know what? That is going to be some bright sunshine on these windshields getting into turn at number 12, and the sun kind of stays with you over here currently into turn at number 13 as well. So a little bit of an issue there. The rest of it's pretty much shaded off. Racetrack is pretty well cooled down some from the initial start of this race, and they're racking them up now two by two as we'll get ready for a restart. But certainly, if you want to get this trophy out of Kyle Busch's hand right now, which he doesn't have his hand on it quite yet, but it's going to be a great battle up front as they work their way through turn at number 15. Once again, the lights are off on the pace car. Alex Hayden, I don't know I don't know what to expect out of this restart, but I'm anticipating that it's going to be awfully crowded when they come back through our area of the racetrack here in just a few minutes.
100% agree with that one, Pat. This section of the race course, 16, 17, and 18, essentially is where you don't mess it up because you have two golden opportunities to overtake. That is under braking to 19 and under braking in the final corner in turn number 20. We've seen it all day long. We may very well see it again. Kyle Busch, he opts to start the driver's left. Then you've got William Byron starting the driver's right. Second row is Christopher Bell on the inside and A.J. Allmendinger. Then you've got Tyler Reddick and Shane Van Gisbergen. Ross Chastain, Justin Haley, and back in row number 5, Ryan Blaney and Noah Gregson.
So here is Kyle Busch with William Byron beside him leading the field slowly into the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. When they take the green flag, there'll be 13 laps to go. So here is Kyle Busch. They start to work to the left, and just as the car straighten out, they hit that restart zone. NASCAR starter Greg Harris has the green flag in his hand. He's waving it. Up the straightaway they go, two by two, the first six rows.
I'd say the odds about 50-50 that we'll make it through turn number one unscathed here again. Three wide, four wide, as usual, coming up the hill. William Byron to the outside. Kyle Busch on the bottom. Busch will lead off turn number one. Everybody so far smoothly down the hill and into turn two.
Let's see who comes out with the lead. It looks like it's still Kyle Busch as he's got a gaggle of hungry racers behind him there. Down into the S's here with that sun low in the sky. It goes Kyle Busch, Christopher Bell, two car lengths back. William Byron gets by at third. Up to fourth, A.J. Allmendinger. Tyler Reddick is at fifth as Bell sets up Kyle Busch in turn 6A. Busch holds him off. Two wide. Reddick to the outside of Allmendinger trying to work on that fourth spot.
Kyle Busch is off to a great start today.
Big pile up here in that turn 6A as one car, as the Ty Gibbs machine spins around. It looked like more cars piled in, but it stays green.
And here's the leader, Kyle Busch, through turn number 12, up to 13. It's about a car length and a half back to the second place of Christopher Bell. William Byron is there. A.J. Allmendinger is there. Shane Van Gisbergen trying to make a move on Tyler Reddick. Can't get anything done. Here's the leader again, Kyle Busch, through turn number 15, up through the gearbox as they head to the bridge.
Kyle Busch trying to run away and hide from the rest of the field. Christopher Bell not letting that happen as of yet. William Byron now begins to lose pace in third. Bumper cars further back. Three wide off turn number 17. Noah Gregson went to the inside of Tyler Reddick. Ross Chastain was there. And Shane Van Gisbergen able to pick up a spot. They continue to race wheel to wheel to 20.
It'll be 12 laps to go this time by as the field hits the front straightaway. Kyle Busch only a car length ahead of Christopher Bell. Then it's William Byron, A.J. Allmendinger, and a big battle for fifth.
Just two car lengths of separation as they come up to the top of the hill all the way down to first gear. Kyle Busch leads. Chris Bell is right on his back bumper. Busch protects the bottom. Bell looks high. Now Busch moves up to block, and they are nose-to-tail.
And they are still nose-to-tail as they head into the S's with a headlight put to the right by Christopher Bell. Kyle Busch thwarts that advance. There's only a car length or less between them. It's four car lengths back to third place William Byron as A.J. Allmendinger's gotten free into the fourth spot. Up front, Kyle Busch guides it into 6A. Looks very smooth exiting it. Into the short shoot he goes as he brings Christopher Bell with him, still a car length apart.
Top five cars have got a good bit of separation. The closest battle, you got to go back there where Noah Gregson is alongside Ross Chastain, who mows the yard out in the grass. He'll lose a couple of spots there. Meanwhile, up front, into turn number 13 comes Kyle Busch. A half a car length back is Chris Bell. Three car lengths back to William Byron. Then you look, it's A.J. Allmendinger. Those cars racing down to the bottom of the racetrack in turn number 15. Now up through the gearbox once again. Only a half a car separates first and second.
Solid race here in the closing laps of this one. Kyle Busch and Christopher Bell at the front of the field. Further back, it is full contact racing. Teammates Ross Chastain, Shane Van Gisbergen, Chase Elliott in the mix, Todd Gilliland, Alex Bowman, and Ryan Blaney trading paint all the way through 16, 17, and 18. If they get through turn number 19 without a mark on the car, it'll be a miracle. They make it through the corner. Now set up for turn number 20 as they race back to the sunshine.
As they work their way down the front stretch, that battle way behind the leaders. Chastain now leading SVG door to door. It's Gilliland and Elliott as they work up the one.
And several of those drivers in the most recent caution came in and got fresh tires. Those who did not are in trouble. The leaders now are again in turn two.
And that leader is still Kyle Busch. Christopher Bell, very aggressive, getting right next to him there. Coming through turns two and three. He's caught him in the S's. Christopher Bell is right up to the rear bumper of Kyle Busch for the lead. As Busch takes him over turn six of the lead, Bell's going to diamond out, angle to the inside. inside, put a nose inside, and can't quite make the pass. Kyle Busch cuts him off, and William Byron closes in at third.
Here comes Christopher Bell. He is after that lead from Kyle Busch. They'll race hard into turn number 12. Here's Busch down through the gearbox. He'll make his move up off the corner as he heads to 13. Bell not able to do anything with him in turn 12. Here they come into 13. Can Bell make any kind of progress there? No, the answer is. Look a little further back. There's William Byron. Those top three cars have really broken away from fourth place A.J. Allmendinger. Here comes the leader once again. Kyle Busch up off of turn number 15 to the Echo Park Bridge.
Making his way to driver's right. Over the red and white rumble strips goes the leader, Kyle Busch. Following in his every tire track is second place, Christopher Bell. William Byron keeps pace in third, albeit six car lengths in arrears. In now, turn number 19. Top three, gap A.J. Allmendinger, who looks in the mirror and sees now a challenge coming up on the back bumper for that number four position, courtesy of Tyler Reddick.
Two drivers who have been denied at Circuit of the Americas over the past few seasons, Kyle Busch and Christopher Bell, will chase each other up the hill, but don't look now. Last year's winner, William Byron, close in third.
He's certainly lurking, and he's now closing. He's narrowed that gap between himself and second place Christopher Bell to just a handful of car lengths. Bell, once again, goes to work on Kyle Busch as Busch wiggles inside, outside, trying to maintain that lead.
Kyle Larson's car has spun on the racetrack and has stopped for now, but the leaders are in the S's. As we see, Kyle Busch just shimming right over the rumble strips here through turns 3, 4, 5, and up over turn 6. Bell's going to try to pass him again. He closes in. He breaks later, but Kyle Busch exits wide and keeps the lead through the short chute over to 6B with William Byron, four car lengths behind.
Credit Chris Bell with not getting into the quarter panel of Kyle Busch. He had an opportunity to, and he didn't. Now they work into 12. Here's once again Christopher Bell. Just right off the bumper of Kyle Busch, they'll head to turn number 13. William Byron has now firmly gotten into this mix with these three cars. Only about a car length and a half separate second and third. Here's once again the leader down into turn number 15. Kyle Busch working his car hard over to the left, back up through the gearbox, but Christopher Bell is right behind him.
They are still nose to tail, first and second. Playing the role of Pac-Man is third place William Byron. He's gobbling up the real estate, beginning to close in on that lead duo now. Under braking in turn number 19. Both drivers at the front of the field kick a little dirt in the air. No harm, no foul. They head to 20.
Kyle Busch will lead them to that final turn. Cuts that hard left-hand turn, uses up as much racetrack as he can. He continues to hold Bell off. Just 9 laps to go here at COTA.
On the run to the end of Stage 2, C. Bell was good for the first several laps of that run, and he closed to the back bumper of Busch. Busch, however, was good at the end. Almost gets into the back end of Busch, and Bell has to lock up the blinders. That opens the inside lane. Looks like Bell and Byron will race side-by-side out of Turn 2 for second.
As Kyle Busch scoots away, last week's winner, Christopher Bell, was chasing the lead. Now he's holding on for dear life to second place. Here comes the Raptor Chevy. Claws out. William Byron in third. Climbing into sitting in the hill at turn 6. Downshifting a little bit does Byron. Breaking a little later does he as well. But Bell will stay in second. Kyle Busch a 3-car length lead.
Kyle Busch exits 6B hard in the throttle, fast as he can into turn at number 12. William Byron trying to get up to that second place battle with Christopher Bell. Bell has got about a 4 to 5 car length space between he and the leader. Here once again, Kyle Busch through turn number 13, hammers back down, touches that rumble strip in the 14, turn number 14. Now to turn 15. Back to the left, hard as he can go. Chris Bell is there, and William Byron is all over the 20 car.
A little breathing room now for race leader Kyle Busch, if you can call 3.5 car lengths that much breathing space. Busch will take it, however. Bell, after the misfortunate overdrive of turn number 1 that Rob Albright described perfectly, is on the rebound now. He's now beginning to run back down the race leader, Kyle Busch.
It'll be 8 laps to go this time by as they exit turn number 20. Kyle Busch, the advantage over Christopher Bell is 0.2 seconds, 1.2 to William Byron. Tyler Reddick was the fastest on the track, but he's 3.9 seconds back.
I just have to wonder if perhaps Christopher Bell locking up those brakes may not have flat spotted the tires. He's still at about a 4-car length deficit so far, not able to narrow it any more than that, a similar margin back to the third-place car of Byron, 8 car lengths back to Tyler Reddick.
It's still about equal separation between the top three. That's Kyle Busch, Christopher Bell, and William Byron. They're the ones in the fight right now as they go through the S's. Christopher Bell gets to them a little better and more aggressively than the leader Busch does as Busch kicks up some dirt exiting turn six. Bell gets right up to his rear bumper again. Definitely carries more speed through 6A, tries it again at 6B, but Kyle Busch still with a one-car length lead.
Christopher Bell tries to narrow that up between he and Kyle Busch. Into turn 12 they go, hard left-hand corner. Down through the gearbox, now back up one shift as they work their way up to 13. Let the car out to driver's left. Now back over to the right in 13. Bell is there, half a car length back, but he slides his car through that curb, through that corner just a moment ago. Here's the leader, Kyle Busch, once again through 16. Only about a half a car length separate them. Three car lengths back to the third place of William Byron.
Very deliberate with his racing line through turn 16 is Kyle Busch. Even better is second place Christopher Bell. He chops off another half car link. Oh, Bell gets over the rumble strips. Car dances sideways. He gathers it right back up. The dirt racing prowess comes into action now as Christopher Bell gathers it back up a car link behind.
Christopher Bell's tires two laps better than Kyle Busch. And as they work their way out of turn 20, they flash across the stripe. Now just seven laps to go.
And William Byron losing just a bit of ground to the two up front. Here comes Bell. He'll take a peek to the inside. Get to the top of the hill. Turning left is Kyle Busch. He'll block Bell. Bell moves now to the outside. Now back to the inside. Kyle Busch every which way hanging on to that race lead.
So line sensitive is it in the S's. It's hard to pass, but Bell is trying every way around. He goes outside, then inside, looking at turn three. Gets right at Busch's tire tracks here through turns four and five. William Byron's going to be close again. Now Christopher Bell, he darts to Busch's right. Now he looks to his left, a diamond, that 6A corner, gets right up to his rear bumper. Kyle Busch may have just tagged the outside wall, but stays in the lead.
Kyle Busch doing all he can to hold that 20 car back. Down the back straight they come into turn 12. If either one of these two guys in front make a mistake, William Byron is going to drive right by him. He is right on their bumper now. Here comes Bell to the inside. Can't quite make the move. Now he will get alongside Kyle Busch. They get alongside for only a moment. Kyle Busch pulls back in front. We're down in turn 15 now. Here comes Bell one more time. Can't make the pass, but he challenged in both of those corners. And once again, William Byron closes in.
Let's see now if Christopher Bell or William Byron can set Kyle Busch up here on the exit of turn number 17. They go through the kink in 18. Not quite close enough to pounce. Christopher Bell maintains his spot. A good solid car length in arrears of race leader Kyle Busch. The trio up front stay that way to 20.
As they hit turn number 20, the only thing keeping Kyle Busch out front is the fact that he's been running near perfect laps. If he makes a mistake, Christopher Bell is going to be there. If they both make a mistake, William Byron could capitalize.
And Kyle Busch knows one thing about Christopher Bell. C. Bell will not go over the top to try to beat him. He's not going to wreck him to win this race, but he will try to beat him man to man off of turn number one. And Tyler Reddick has got to be thinking, hey guys, hang on, I might make it a quartet.
As Christopher Bell looks to Kyle Busch's right, they go down the hill into the S's. They are too wide. They touch. There's smoke coming off of Busch's car. Bell has to back off and recoil again in turn five as William Byron closes right up to him. Bell had him. He's going to try him again here. Turn six. He dives into the corner. Kyle Busch, though, smooth off of it, staying in the lead there, hoping that winless streak comes to an end.
Oh, Christopher Bell trying to make up a little bit of ground he might have lost there. Didn't really lose a whole lot. Into turn 12, about a half a car length back as they work their way through 12, now up to 13. This is where Bell made a move earlier, and he got right alongside of Kyle Busch. Can't do it this time by. William Byron is right there, and you're right, Tyler Reddick is almost right in the middle of this fight as well. Down into 15, here comes Christopher Bell. Side by side, he gets into Busch. They're side by side for the lead as they hit the bridge. Here comes William Byron.
Back to the corner. Kyle Busch maintains the lead. Then Christopher Bell puts the block on Byron. He goes on full court press now on the race leader, Kyle Busch. Can't make it happen. Kyle Busch making that black and gold Chevrolet very wide. Now off turn number 19 again. Christopher Bell, he's there. A quarter panel alongside, side by side for the lead.
As they work out of turn 20, heading on to the front stretch, Bell has the inside. A half a length A car length lead to the inside. Kyle Busch, though, tries to draw even as they head to one.
Does the wily veteran have a move in hand in turn number one? Let's see. Bell gets there first. He'll turn the car into the left. Kyle Busch can't get to his back bumper. Opens the outside lane to William Byron as those three run nose to tail.
So coming down the hill, Christopher Bell is taking the lead. Now it's too wide for second. William Byron and Kyle Busch as Bell scoots away through the S's. Move Byron now into the second spot over Busch. And here comes Tyler Reddick in fourth. It's a three-car battle for second. Almost a four-car battle for the lead. But now giving clean air into turn 6A. Bell almost misses a corner in 6A. He does. Here comes William Byron battling him for the lead.
Big mistake by Christopher Bell. Now we got ourselves a four-car pack heading into turn number 12. Bell out front. Kyle Busch trying to fend off a challenge now by Tyler Reddick. William Byron says, just let me get to the inside. He tries to get to the inside in 13. Byron's going to get door-to-door with Christopher Bell. They stay locked together. Byron hits the dirt. Here comes Bell into 15 now. Christopher Bell making a hard left-hand corner. Once again, William Byron challenging now. Kyle Busch gets alongside the 24.
If you're not enjoying this one, I don't know what else to tell you. Christopher Bell has the lead. William Byron has second by a nose. Now Kyle Busch slips back. Tyler Reddick is there. Reddick will take over the number three spot. Kyle Busch backs away from the throttle. He'll fall in line and fall to the number four spot. It's Christopher Bell, the race leader.
Last year, Christopher Bell needed just a few more laps if he was going to beat eventual winner William Byron. Now with four laps to go, it's Bell in the lead. He's being chased by Byron, Reddick, and Kyle Busch.
Noah Gregson has used fresh tires to take over the fifth spot. Half a straightaway back of the race leaders. Bell's lead now as he approaches turn number one down through the gear. Very cautious this time. That enables Byron to narrow that gap to two car lengths right behind him. It is still Tyler Reddick and Kyle Busch not out of this yet.
Still plenty of places to make mistakes here. Christopher Bell did on the last lap as soon as he got the lead, but he's kept it in check as he goes through the S's down the hill now, downshifting to second gear and eventually to first in 6A. It's Christopher Bell and William Byron, the last two winners. Tyler Reddick is third, and the guy with the 59 race winless streak, Kyle Busch, has fallen back to fourth. The leader exits 6B.
Christopher Bell now on the backstretch, giving these fans in this stadium part of the course a real thrill this afternoon. All four of these guys up front. Here's Bell into turn 12. Gets back through the gearbox, headed uphill to 13. Behind him by three car lengths is William Byron. Tyler Reddick is there as well. Kyle Busch now dropping back out of this three-way battle for the lead. Down into turn number 15 they go. It's Christopher Bell up front in that 20 car. Half a car length back to the 24 car of William Byron. Then it's Tyler Reddick under the bridge.
It's Christopher Bell pedaling as hard as he can at the front of the field. He's got William Byron four car lengths behind. Then Tyler Reddick. All three drivers' cars skating all over the racetrack. Hard under braking now. Dirt flies in the air with the left side Goodyears getting in the grass. Christopher Bell opens up another half car length in turn 20.
As they work onto the front stretch, three laps to go. Kyle Busch used everything up trying to hold off Christopher Bell. He's fading in the fourth spot as the leaders go back to one.
William Byron in the rocking chair. He's right in the middle. He's got to play both offense and defense in these last couple of laps. He's trying to close the gap on Bell. At the same time, he's got to keep an eye on the rearview mirror because Tyler Reddick is waiting to just pounce if the opportunity presents.
Full shade on this part of the course now through turns 3, 4, and 5. Christopher Bell coming down the hill, makes a left-hander very smoothly in turn 3, right-hander at 4, over the rumble strips to the left at 5, and he's got about a three-car length lead over Bell, or over Byron, rather. Bell has the lead, and you got to wonder if Byron is cooling his jets a little bit to make one last advance. It's just a couple of laps to go. Christopher Bell exits with the lead off 6B.
Here comes the 20 car down the backstretch. He'll work his way to the left now, over for turn number 12, down through the gearbox, and back up the gearbox, kind of blows the corner a little bit in 12, not a little bit, a lot. He's opened the door once again for the 24 car to really attack here. Here comes Byron, and Reddick is right there ready to pounce if either one of these two make a mistake. Into 15, Bell can't hold his car at the bottom of the racetrack, but he manages to do so as they race up through the gearbox again to the Echo Park Bridge.
Christopher Bell has worn the rear tires down. The back end of the car is loose. He's doing a masterful job of maintaining control. William Byron is there. Tyler Reddick is there. They stand on the brakes for the left-hand turn, number 19. Bell will give up a little more as the car wiggles more. Here comes William Byron taking a peek to the inside.
Hearing Kyle Busch has an issue with the right rear after door slamming Christopher Bell. He is fading more. But right now, Bell leads William Byron. Two laps to go here at Circuit of the Americas.
Christopher Bell hanging on by his fingernails over William Byron. Byron will not put a wheel wrong. This time he takes a quick peek to the inside. Now goes to the high side, trying to confuse Bell as to which line he might use in an effort to get around. Tyler Reddick just waiting for the opportunity.
And down the hill they come. William Byron trying to look at Christopher Bell again. Bell keeps him about a half car length behind. Byron trying anything left in his toolbox. He's going left and right, trying to find a way around Christopher Bell. Joe Gibbs Racing was winless the second half of last season. Christopher Bell in that JGR Toyota looking to go for two in a row here, but it's far from over as William Byron is right behind in the turn 6B.
The front three separated by only about a car length and a half. Here comes Bell once again into turn 12. It'll be Byron really bearing down on his bumper. Bell trying his best to not give up any ground. Tyler Reddick now going to try to make a move to the inside of William Byron. Can't make it happen. Nose to tail they go through 14. The leader drives down into number 15. A hard left-hand corner. Once again, Bell with a nice smooth move this time. Doesn't give up any ground to second or third to the bridge.
They make their way into turn number 16 here in Texas. If you've got anything left, it's time to shove the chips to the middle of the table and go all in. Right now, Christopher Bell has a lead. He maintains a car length and a half on William Byron. Same from Byron back to third place, Tyler Reddick. Everybody sizing each other up. Christopher Bell, still the race leader.
He works his way through turn 20, hard left-hand turn, a lot of racetrack. He uses up on the outside. The white flag is out. Christopher Bell trying to hold on for one more lap.
Only 2 miles to go for C. Bell, but 15 treacherous turns to navigate. Down through the gearbox, fourth to third to second, now to first gear in turn one. Half a car length back is Byron. Another half a car length back is Tyler Reddick.
Don't sleep on Tyler Reddick as they come down the hill through turn number two. Reddick with the winner of this race 2 years ago. Byron the winner last year. They are chopping at the bit to get around Christopher Bell, who's leading, going through the S's right now. Bell has stretched it out to two car lengths over Byron. Let's see how Byron approaches turn 6A. He's going to get on the brakes harder. He's going to dive a little bit to the inside there, but Bell keeps him at bay. Again, still two car lengths to lead ahead. Third place is Tyler Reddick.
Christopher Bell, perhaps for the final time today, down the backstretch and into turn 12. We're getting ready to see if Rubin is racing at COTA today. Here comes Christopher Bell up to 13. William Byron is in position. Can he get to the bumper? Will he get to the bumper? Will he move him? Close to doing it in turn number 13. Now down to 15. Once again, Byron's going to have a shot. He sets up to the outside. Bell holds the inside. Here comes Christopher Bell. And here comes William Byron. Tries to make a move underneath the bridge.
Byron is there. Tyler Reddick waits to see if these two...